The Letter of Paul to Titus, Chapter 1. From Paul, servant of God, apostle of Christ Jesus, at the service of God's chosen people, so that they may believe and reach the knowledge of truth and godliness. The eternal life we are waiting for was promised from the very beginning by God, who never lies. And as the appointed time had come, he made it known through the message entrusted to me by a command of God, our Saviour. Greetings to you, Titus, my true son in the faith we share. May grace and peace be with you from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. On the Elders of the Church. I left you in Crete because I wanted you to put right what was defective and appoint elders in every town, following my instructions. They must be blameless, married only once, whose children are believers and not open to the charge of being immoral and rebellious. Since the overseer or bishop is the steward of God's house, he must be beyond reproach, not proud, hot-headed, overfond of wine, quarrelsome, or greedy for gain. On the contrary, he must be hospitable, a lover of what is good, wise, upright, devout, and self-controlled. He must hold to the message of faith, just as it was taught, so that in his turn he may teach sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. You know that there are many rebellious minds, talkers of nonsense, deceivers, especially the party of the circumcised. They have to be silenced when they go around disturbing whole families, teaching for low gain what should not be taught. A Cretan, one of their own prophets, has said, "Cretans, always liars, wicked beasts, and lazy gluttons." This is true. For this reason, rebuke them sharply if you want them to have a sound faith, instead of heeding Jewish fables and practices of people who reject the truth. To the pure, everything is pure. To the corrupt and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Their minds and consciences have been defiled. They pretend to know God, but deny him with their deeds. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. The Letter to Titus, Chapter 2. Live as responsible persons. Let your words strengthen sound doctrine. Tell the older men to be sober, serious, wise, sound in faith, love, and perseverance. The older women, in like manner, must behave as befits holy women, not given to gossiping or drinking wine, but as good counselors, able to teach younger women to love their husbands and children, to be judicious and chaste, to take care of their households, to be kind and submissive to their husbands, lest our faith be attacked. Encourage the young men to be self-controlled. Set them an example by your own way of doing. Let your teaching be earnest and sincere, and your preaching beyond reproach. Then your opponents will feel ashamed and will have nothing to criticize. teach slaves to be subject to their masters and to give satisfaction in every respect, instead of arguing. They must not steal from them. In this way, they will draw everyone to admire the doctrine of God our Saviour. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, teaching us to reject an irreligious way of life and worldly greed, and to live in this world as responsible persons, upright and serving God, while we await our blessed hope, the glorious manifestation of our great God and Saviour, Christ Jesus. He gave himself for us, to redeem us from every evil, and to purify a people he wanted to be his own and dedicated to what is good. Teach these things, encourage and reprove with all authority. Let no one despise you. The Letter to Titus, Chapter 3. Remind the believers to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, and to be ready for every good work. Tell them to insult no one. They must not be quarrelsome, but gentle and understanding with everyone. We ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, and misled. We were slaves of our desires, seeking pleasures of every kind. We lived in malice and envy, hateful and hating each other. But God, our Saviour, revealed his eminent goodness and love for humankind and saved us, not because of good deeds we may have done, but for the sake of his own mercy, to the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit poured over us through Christ Jesus our Saviour, so that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs in hope of eternal life. This is the truth. I want you to insist on these things, for those who believe in God must excel in good deeds. That is what matters and is profitable to us. Avoid stupid arguments, discussions about genealogies, and quarrels about the law, for they are useless and unimportant. If anyone promotes sects in the church, warn him once, and then a second time. If he still continues, break with him, knowing that such a person is misled and sinful and stands self-condemned. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, try to come to me at Nicopolis as soon as possible, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to send Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way soon, and see to it that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to be outstanding in good works and to face urgent needs, instead of remaining idle and useless. All who are with me send greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all.